K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. Once again, this is another postcast episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer, host of this Kansas State Podcast. If this is your first time listening to the show, thank you so much for stopping by during your almost holiday weekend, if you want to call it that, to listen to your Wildcat sports coverage here on the podcast. We record pretty much post content on pretty much every day, daily, including the weekends, like I'm recording right now on this cold Saturday morning before I get going with my Saturday. And of course, we got recording this on, of course, mishapping on game day, November 23rd, 2024. Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, whether that is football tonight or men's basketball or everything else. In between there, including men's, women's golf, obviously. So there's that as well. And of course, don't forget about our bonus channel over on the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app today. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. We will, and with the holiday next week of Thanksgiving, I'm not sure. But we'll see if I hop on there or me, myself and Alex Aiden, the boss, hop over there early in the week to record what happened over this weekend. And that includes men's basketball. What a response from them. And Jerome Tang in his 2.25, and we're probably not even that, seasons at K-State, for whatever reason, and his teams play well outside of the U.S. or somewhere in the vicinity of that. That right, but another impressive win last night in the Paradise Jam, the first game of the Paradise Jam, as K-State took care of George Washington, undefeated George Washington by 12 last night, led by super senior David Gasson, off to a great start here in 2024. And this is not the first time I've said that. Him and David Gasson, another double-double in the 2024 campaign, 83-71 to kick that off. And now, later on tonight, well, actually, this is going to go on at the same time. So you got ESPN Plus app. You might want to dial it up on your phone and have the football game, Cincinnati Senior Night, on the big screen. Did I just tell you guys to do that? I did. Well, at least I'm not going to be in Manhattan. For those that are not going to be in Manhattan, y'all do that, or vice versa, given K-State football eliminating themselves from Big 12 and college football playoff discussion last week. So do what you will, but for those that are still in Manhattan as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday, definitely go out there, support your seniors, as it is senior night tonight. Cincinnati goes down. We will have a reaction of that, and it'll be posted. Of course, we're gonna have K-State coverage all over the place, as usual, on this podcast. So if you're a big K-State fan in the United States somewhere, or outside the United States, look at the Virgin Islands. Big showing of purple out there last night. Shout out K-State Nation. Definitely go ahead and make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that alarm bell every time we post content. But yeah, 83-71 last night. And now we'll get the K-State's next opponent tonight. Actually, this is tomorrow, so excuse me. So I thought, yeah, it's Saturday, Sunday is the same word, but yeah, they're gonna actually play this game tomorrow, so my bad. So all focus is on the football team, but backing up to this team, right? Bad vibes and whatnot, especially after getting spanked at home by LSU, Coleman Hawkins, starting some with our former guy, Cam Carter, whatnot. It was a bad look. Terrible. Terrible look, hearing it. And then the bitching of Doug McDaniel and whatnot. And these players, you know, what's going on? What's going on? Because, yeah, on paper, yeah, K-State's a much better team than we were last year. But it seems like issues, you know, this team not coming together. Well, last night, I probably tell you, up until right now, I was impressed. And honestly, you five guys in double digits. You didn't get this last year, that's for sure. Gasson, game high, 17 points, 5-8 from the field. And I'm actually hoping, really aiming at seeing these guys up at T-Mobile Center in a couple weeks. That's kind of the plan right now, to see these guys, because this might be my only chance. unless I plan out. I'm a terrible planner. But the goal was to see the men's and women's basketball team up here while they're up here in this holiday span. I know women's basketball, they're going to be playing that same weekend. And then you turn around on I believe it's a transition. And then that following Tuesday. Yeah, I don't know. Case of women's opponent in St. Joe's as of yet. Again, I got to go back to the schedule. This is bad podcasting. But again, I do know the men's team playing Drake at the Wildcat Classic right here in the KC metro area. Coming up in a couple of weeks, but they gotta take care of finish business parachute. But I think that's the goal right now. So I'm mainly looking around for sure. So I'm for sure. If it's gonna be my only chance to see them, then I'm gonna see them. That's for sure. But doing work, Gasan leading the way. Then speaking of Doug McDaniel, did not play in the last game for whatever the reason it was against Mississippi Valley State, which they looked terrible against Mississippi Valley State. And then turn around, hot and cold, right? They're hot in this one. Doug McDaniel, 13 points. Max Jones, 12 more points on the night. Brennan Housen scored 11, and Ashore added 10 himself. So, you probably say Mississippi Valley State, they're in between hot and cold. They're very cold against them and on the verge of being kind of embarrassed. They're already embarrassed against LSU. And LSU turned around and lost the next game. And then here, you're on your A game, and you were up at least by a maximum of 12 points throughout this game, and you win by 12 over George Washington last night in the first game of the Paradise Jam, 83-71, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And I mentioned Coleman Hawkins in that little spiel. How did Coleman Hawkins do? And I said on this podcast, I was not impressed to this point. And I'll say it. Am I not wrong? I'll say I have not been impressed. All this hype surrounding him. Coleman Hawkins. But Coleman Hawkins had a decent night last night, putting up a Serena Sundell stat. Almost getting a double digit in the scoring column, by the way. But he had 9 points in the night. 9 rebounds. Looking like he had 2 blocks in the night. 3 steals in 32 minutes there of action. Yeah, K-State came out of blocks hot. That's what you got to do. You cannot start these games. And yes, this is still a new team that K-State, Jerome Tame, and his coaching staff put together. Okay, right? So it's going to take a while. But again, you know, I've been taken aback by this team so far. But last night, I'm impressed. Last night there, see, if you get this, again, you get this type of effort each and every night consistently, then K-State's going to be one of those teams that they're going to be competitive right there with the top teams of the Big 12, Conference. We all know the Big 12 Conference with the addition of all of these teams, including talented Arizona. It was already the best conference, hands down, in college basketball. Hands down, that includes ACC. Yeah, I might be a little biased because I'm an alum, K-State alum. But yeah, it's hard. It's tough. And you got to be on your A game. You're not. You're going to get result like LSU. You're going to get that result. You're probably going to get that result even though there's no Mississippi Valley State in the Big 12. There's none team like that. No shade at them, but there's no team like that. And you play against effort like that, especially at home. I know I'm intertwining the two games, Mississippi Valley State, George Washington, then you're going to have a tough time in this league. I should not say that there as well. McDaniel, 5 of 11 from the field after not playing for whatever the reason was there last night. I was high on Doug McDaniel, to be honest, on this podcast there as well. Looks like, yeah, George Washington, I'm looking at their stat sheet. Ooh, wait. Let me go to the defense stat here. K-State holding George Washington offense to 36% from the field in this basketball game. This is the postcast edition on the Saturday of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. K-State bumping their record. I had it there for a minute. The 4-1 on the 2024-25 campaign over George Washington, 83-71 in this game here. Let's see. Field goal percentage, let's see. Yeah, K-State looks like shooting over 50% from the field, 51% exactly from the field, 34% from three, 59% from the charity stripe in this game. Second chance points, 12 on the night. Points in the paint, 32. And fast break points, 12 points off of turnovers with that suffocating defense, 10 as well. Oenzo, he played a little bit last night along with David Castillo. CJ Jones, I already mentioned Max, 23 minutes of action here. He had 8 points on the evening. But yeah, David Gasson, 34 minutes of action, 17 points last night. And another great game for him there on the stat sheet as well. Let me see if I can snab a quote from Jerome Tang here. Yeah, and I'm going to go right through, Jerome Tang on Coleman Hawkins' night. Jerome Tang, head coach of the men's basketball team, quote, "How about that line? 9 points, 9 rebounds. He matched up against the best player, Darren Buchanan Jr. of George Washington on the other team, and holds him well under his scoring average and just his activity. He just does so many things that don't show up on the stat sheet." That's, again, Coleman Hawkins. You get one of your top players with Gasson, Housen, a CJ Jones, right? With the cast of characters you have, you're relying on that type of, you. It reminds me, and Chief fan's going to get pissed at me for this, but I'm gonna put it this way, right? Patrick Surtain Jr., the second, one of the best corners in the league, right? He shuts down, or I'll just say, for Chief's sake, Trent McDuffie. Those two corners, right? They shut down the other side of the field. That's old school football. That's old school football. So now, flipping it, you get this type of effort for Coleman Hawkins shutting down their best player. That gives you the best chance to win as well. So that's like making it 4-on-5 in basketball, right? In football terms, you're shutting one half of the field down because you're putting your best corner on that best wide receiver, right? You're upping your win chances even more, right? So, but great job, at least from that there as well. And then Jerome Tang on Gasson yet again. Quote, "Well, that's a fifth-year senior, third year in the program, and he's just been Mr. Reliable. Every challenge is getting better. Really proud of him," end quote there as well. And then we're going to end this postcast on Doug McDaniel from Jerome Tang. Quote, "Yeah, well, you know, when things started going south, Doug didn't go south. That's maturity. That's some growth. That's something that I have been on him about." That's probably why he didn't play the other night. That's something that I have been on him about. You know, everybody wants this thing to be quick, like a microwave. We have got a bunch of new guys, and they have to learn each other, and they have to learn me, and I have to learn them. And there's a different ways of doing that. And we love Doug. He's a special player, a special kid. You saw him out there, like, under control. The little spurt where he got away from. But then he got under control, and he was running the team. And he knew exactly what he wanted to do, and they couldn't let. And then they could not guard him, end quote, there as well. So, hey, so big things there from, a small step, if you will, from Doug McDaniel last night as George Washington. And I went exit out of that. I didn't want to do that. But anyways, next up, Liberty. Get back in that tab real quick. Next up, not tonight, Sunday night. Paradise Jam, the semifinals. Liberty, 5-1, Sunday night at 7 p.m. And I don't know if it's going to be on ESPN Plus or not. We'll see, but you stay tuned there on that. But yeah, we do know that K-State football is playing later on tonight on ESPN2 senior night. So definitely check that out if you're not be able to be at Bill Steiner Family Stadium tonight. But hey, I mean, I could go on about that, but big win last night as K-State goes to 4-1 after their first game win in the Paradise Jam tournament over George Washington 83 271. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and bubble daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content. That's going to wrap things up for right now in this Saturday postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Shannon, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of this Wildcat Podcast. Make sure you hit that like, subscribe button, and hit that alarm bell every time we post content wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Go Cats.